come to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us this privilege and this honor to speak your word. Thank you for allowing this saint of yours to be in our lives and make deposits in our lives. And through the deposits that he made in our lives, God, he will continue to exist in a spiritual form. Bless us now as we speak your word, God, and I thank you for it right now. I thank you for drawing this family ever so close to your bosom and uniting them with a love that nothing can break it. All this we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, our resurrected Lord, we pray. Amen. And amen. Ushers, you may take your seat. I said a word to, I call him my pastor, Pastor Lewis, out in the foyer before we came in. I said, somewhere things have not been told and the truth was not told. Because somebody said the more you do something, the easier it gets. That's not true. This is not, for this occasion, it's not true. It's just like going to the gym. Every day, it gets no easier. It gets worse and worse almost every day. And I can tell you this from experience because I've been doing it since I was 17 and now I'm 75. So it does not get any easier. This does not get any easier the more you do it. And these brothers over here and some of y'all there can testify to that point. Because when God deposits something in your life, I don't know about nobody else, but I expect it to be there all the time. And this is the deposit that he made in our lives. And I'll share this, and I hope this doesn't bother anyone. I was thinking the other day, and I thought of something I hadn't thought of in a long time. I turn around here to look at my bride because this involves both of us and it involves his lovely wife. When our son was young, he had to get a shot for allergies. And Sister Julia did that for us to keep us from having to drive to Fort Walton or Pensacola every day. We lived on McClellan Street and then they didn't have that fence up there. We'd walk through there and go over to Deacon Burke's house, and Sister Julie would give him that shot. And I had forgotten all about that, but then God brought it back to me. See, people make deposits in your lives, and you don't even know that they're making them. God's a good God, and God won't ever change. For just a little while, family, I'm going to try to do the best that I can with eulogizing this great man right here. From a passage of scripture from 2 Kings chapter 20. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sorely. And it came to pass afore Isaiah had gone out into the mill court that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took it and laid it upon the bars, and he received, and he recovered. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. For just a little while, a kept house Hezekiah was a king of the nation of Israel, and he had gotten sick and was on his bed of affliction. And all sickness is not unto death. And I know, I can see your wheels turning in your mind now. But Deacon Burke was sick, and here he lay in what we call dead. But he really is not. He's gotten ahead of the rest of the saints that still here today. Help me, Holy Ghost. I knew God was going to fix this. I knew he was going to fix it. He's gotten ahead of us again. And I say again because he always liked to be on top of things. And when he could, he stayed there. My mind goes to when I've been here for 16 years, and he was here and he was working when I got here. And he said one time, he said, Pastor said, I know that where we're going to go, I need to stop doing some things that I'm doing. A lot of church folks, don't have that in them to know what their capabilities are. They want to just stay there. Don't do anything but take up space. He said, this is going to be too much for me, so I need to step out of the way. And he did. Out of that, but he kept doing what God has said for him. We're talking about a kept house. I'm not talking about the way the house look on the outside. I'm talking about a kept house. A house where people reside and live in, but it is a home. But it's called a house, but it is a home where people reside. Deacon Burke was residing in a house. And the house had problems in the house. He did not tear down the house because the house had problems. He kept living in the house, making adjustments as you go along. Pastor, I got to go to the doctor. I got to take this medicine. They keep telling me this and that. He'd always end it with, but I'm trusting in the Lord. A kept house. The house is existing, but it's kept because everything that God put on this earth, in this, since sin entered, Job said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. But God allows him to exist because if you're serving God, you are in a kept house. I heard you ask me. A kept house is a house that people live in, but somebody takes care of it. God is the one that takes care of the house. A kept house. There may be some things wrong with the house, but the house is kept. The house may have a leak in the ceiling, but the house is kept. Come along and you can patch the house. And Deacon Burke and I talked about things like this because he's a little bit older than I am, but we kind of had the same atmosphere. We would talk about sometime being living in those homes that we lived in the yesterdays. They might not have had a ceiling in them, but they had a tin roof. And the roof might have gotten a leak in the roof. When it rained, you knew where to put the bucket. We're talking about a kept house. And when somebody else came to the house, they didn't know that the house had a leak because you had carried the bucket outside and you had emptied the bucket. I'm talking about a kept house. Something is wrong with the house, but I'm not going to tear down the house. God's a good God. And God won't ever change. There are things wrong in all of our houses today. But we need to become a kept house. I know. I'm looking at all of y'all. And y'all look like y'all been saved all your life. And some of us have not. But let me tell you something. My mind's going back to sometime in the yesterdays. People used to say, and especially if you watch old movies, they said, this is a kept woman. Help me, Holy Ghost. She's a kept woman. Didn't work. didn't do nothing but just stay at the house. Somebody else kept her up in everything that she needed. Didn't. That's the way it is with God. When you're kept by God, you might want something, but you don't have a need. He supplies all of my needs and a whole lot of my wants. I am a kept man. I'm kept by God. My house is kept. I live in a kept house. Because my Father keeps me. He keeps me because I'm living the way that He would have me to live. You need to become a kept man or a kept woman, kept by God. That's this man. That's the life he lived. And since I'm living in a kept house, something goes wrong every now and then. I told you before, and I'm going to keep telling you, you don't tear down the house. You just fix what's wrong with the house. And somewhere in there it says that I have walked before you with a perfect heart. And let me tell you how you get why you have a perfect heart. Because the heart is the first place that lets you know that you have done something that your kept man, your kept God does not like. And when you find that out, you hurry up and get to him and be like King David. King David is a man. I love that guy. I read about that guy. Whenever he messed up, the first place he went was to God. God, I messed up again. Maybe not like that, but he hurried up and got to God. He was not perfect, but he knew who could make him perfect. You got to have a perfect heart. And when you have this perfect heart, you know where to go to. You go to the maker and the creator, the one that made you. And see, I was sitting in the office that other day, and I was trying to think of something that I might say to let you know that something may get wrong with your house. And I had been watching television, and I heard something about a foundation company called Ramjack. Ramjack's making money out of fixing foundations of homes that something happened to the foundation. Ramjack comes in and fix the foundation. Don't y'all leave me here, because I'm going somewhere. When something go wrong with the foundation that has been laid in your life, there is a Ramjack. He can fix the foundation. I'm glad I heard you when you asked me, what's his name? His name is Holy Ghost. The Ramjack is whatever gets wrong with your foundation. If you allow the Holy Ghost to come in, he will fix the foundation, because that's his job. You are in a kept house, and you are kept by a perfect man. So he knows what to do with you when things go wrong. Living in a kept house was not perfect, but through my master, I become perfect. And then he could say, I have done that that's good in your sight. Standing here, and I just glanced, when I said that, I glanced over there and I saw Deacon Westbrook. Deacon Westbrook, and I called him because he's been around here longer than anybody else, and he's not going to go anywhere. And so him and Deacon Burke could have a discussion. And if you were standing around listening to the discussion, you might thought they was fixing the fight. But don't you get in that discussion. Because those two knew one another, and they knew where each one of them stood on their, but they could do that with themselves because they were doing good in the eyesight of their master, not in the eyesight of people that's standing on the outside looking on the inside. If people outside might not think you're doing okay with your building, don't you allow them to make you change. You change because your master, the one that you are serving, lets you know when you get out of whack. If you are a child of God, you mess up and see if God don't get you. And that's not a threat, that's just the truth. He said, those whom I love, I chasten. And chasing is correcting what you have done. God will keep your house if you will allow him to. But he won't force you to let him keep your house. We talking about a kept house. And I know that Deacon Burke was in a lot of pain and he couldn't say anything. But he just laid there. Just laid there. Last day I saw him, I stood and I prayed. When I walked out, I said, I'll see you later, D. Didn't know that it was going to be the last time. But I knew this, that now that I know that it was the last time, I knew then and I know now that he was a kept man. He was kept by Lord God Almighty. Don't know when or where he met God, but I believe that when he came here in 1958, he had God planted in his heart. Because the only place I've ever known Deacon Johnny Burke was in Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Never known about him being any place else, and I always knew Deacon Burke. And let me tell this to the family, you got a legacy to follow, and don't nobody know the legacy like you know it, and you don't know it now like you will know it 15 years from now. King Hezekiah went before God and was sick on his bed, and God had sent him a message that he was going to die. But brothers and sisters, I didn't pick this passage, but God picked it and used me to tell the family that prayer changes things, and prayer is the connected link between here and heaven. AT&T, AT&T and Verizon don't have any long distance. I got a message that can come all the way from heaven, and I don't have to pay anything. Don't have roaming charges, and don't have over fee. Don't have a certain amount of minutes. I can talk to him as long as I want to. You can get tired of me praying, but God won't get tired because I am a kept man. That's what Deacon Burke was trying to get us to see, that you can be a kept man and everybody else might not think you a kept man or a kept woman, but as long as you and God knows, everything will be all right. I got to get out your way, but let me tell you, God is a good God, and God won't ever change. I didn't know how this was going to work because I didn't have too much to write down. I told Minister Ellen last night, I said, God won't let me write anything. I like to write so I know what I'm going to say. But see, when God get ready and you become a kept person, you just walk and you trust in him. Don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, but today I'm preaching this word because I'm a kept man and I'm kept by Lord God Almighty. Family, that's what Deacon Burke, that's why God let him stay here so long. Somebody needed to see that he was a kept man, and being a kept man, he was his own man. He didn't have to depend on nobody, but he was a kept man because he depended on God. When you depend on God, everything will be all right. I'm trusting in God. Somebody might say they don't want nobody to know they're a kept man, but I don't mind. I'm kept, and I'm kept by God. Thank you, Lord, for being a keeper that keep me.